Amen. So we identify with him. Listen to this. The identification we're speaking of is the identification with the object that brings deliverance. See, Jesus identified with Mary and Martha. Their brother was dead. They started. You remember when Martha came out? Who they came out first? Mary? I believe it was. And then Martha showed up, and then she said, "Lord, you've been here." They were weeping. The Jews were weeping, right? They were groaning. Remember, said Jesus did what? Groaned in the spirit, and then he wept. That's what they were doing. What was he doing? Identifying with them. And this identification carries the idea of deliverance. And that's what you, a believer, can go from the house of rejoicing to the house of weeping. When someone is hurting, someone, you identify with that. They call compassion. And it comes out of love. And that kind of compassion will deliver a person. But just to say, "Well, I know you're feeling bad. I'm so sorry." That ain't going to help a bit. All right. So listen to love, the foundation for a successful prayer life. I go as far as I can. Love, the God kind of love, agape, is the prerequisite for a successful prayer life. And if you are a child of God, you have this love, this kind of love. Say, "I have this love in me." Agape. The God kind of love. It's on the inside of me. I don't care how I feel. I'm born again. And that love is in me. I have a choice to stir it up and act on it. Or leave it there and let it be dormant. I choose by choice to stir that love up and act in love, because I'm born of God. I can act like my Father. My nature has been changed, and I have his nature on the inside of me. Amen. Now listen to what Romans 5:5 said. Amen. The love, agape, this is Romans 5:5, of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The love of God had been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. That's the agape love. There's agape, eros, stoge, and phileo. But we are talking about the God kind of love, which is had been shed abroad in our heart, and it changed our nature. Our nature have been changed, and we have the God nature on the inside of us. And that means when we walk in love, we think like God. We talk like God. And then when there's something going on, God love can respond like it did in Jesus, because it's on the inside of us. But you got to develop it. You can't walk in it every Sunday and then something else all through the week. Amen. He said, when you were born again, God became your Father. He's a love God. You're a loved child of a loved God. You're born of God, and God is love. So you're born of love. The nature of God is in you. And the nature of God is love. Ours is a love family. That's who we are. Everyone in the family of God, in the family, has God's love shed abroad in his heart. or else they are not in the family. Now, they may not be exercising it. They may be like the one talent guy who wrapped his talent in a napkin and buried it. But the Bible declares that the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. That means the God kind of love has been shed abroad in our spirits. This is a love family. Love is the base for all activities of the body of Christ in the earth. I'll say that again. See, when you start allowing the devil to cause you to act some other way, you're not walking in love. Love is the base for every member of the body of Christ. That's what governs, controls our activity, how we act. You don't get the right to fly off the handle. You just made me mad. Get over it quick. I just got glad. Amen. No, you don't get chance to pout. You don't know what young Christian watching you. It's more than you involved. That's why you got to guard yourself. We who are older, who knows and know what we should be doing, you don't get the chance to run off and pout because something will go your way. You ought to be the quickest to repent. We ought to be. Hello? Because you may cause some young Christian to stumble real bad over your action. Because you knew better, but you just want to let your flesh rise up. Tell flesh, you're dead, so stay dead. In that area, you're dead. That thing don't bother folk. Go out in the graveyard and see how many of those dead folks talk to you. Sit down to the grave and say, hey, how you doing? They'll just let you talk all night and all day. Now some demon spirit might pop up and start talking. You get off in that area, but them dead folks ain't going to talk to you because they're dead. Amen. Now listen, 1 Thessalonians 4:9 says, but as touching brotherly love, listen to this. As touching brotherly love, we need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Now, we really don't need to teach. That's what he said. You don't need to be taught how to love. You are taught of God. That love in you, that nature in you, tell you you didn't act right. You know it. And that love. Now listen. Now let me bring it, make it a little bit more positive. That love in you will tell you don't do that before you do it. And you don't need to override that. You need to get humble yourself down. So okay, let me just humble myself down. Because God is right. If I act like that, I'll be wrong. And I used to spout off and all that. But when you grow up, you ought to be some signs of maturity there, oughtn't it? Somebody ought to be able to talk to you and you not get all bent out of shape. You ought to be able to take correction and say, praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And you ought to be able, and love is teachable. You should be teachable. And know, so okay, I didn't act right then. And I'm getting back to what I'm about to say. I remember a time, and that's why it's so good getting the word and prayer, because that's what'll do it. Get in the word and prayer and make your confession and then walk in the light of what you say. And that's something, it's been a long, long time ago. I'm not going to go in detail. I'm not going to get transparent with you tonight. Okay. That may be some other time. But anyway, I was about to say something, do something, and it just came up out of my spirit. Said, what would love do? I said, okay. Because what I was about to do and say wasn't what love would do. Amen.